This segment covers two stories that both touch on the same underlying question: who controls the security properties of the hardware and software you rely on, and what happens when that control is exercised in ways you didn't consent to? The AMD story and the Volkswagen story are structurally very similar, even though they're about very different products.
Start with AMD. With 150 points and 72 comments, the story from Tom's Hardware is that AMD has silently removed transparent secure memory encryption, TSME, from consumer Ryzen CPUs through a firmware update delivered via AGISA, which is AMD's firmware package distributed through motherboard vendors. The word silently is doing a lot of work in that sentence. There was no changelog entry, no security advisory, no communication to users. Engineers discovered it because they were testing memory protection features and found them absent.
TSME is not an obscure feature. It's AMD's implementation of hardware-level memory encryption that protects against physical memory attacks, cold boot attacks, DMA attacks, certain classes of firmware exploits. On professional and enterprise CPUs, AMD keeps this enabled. The fact that it's been removed from consumer Ryzen is apparently a product segmentation decision. Create differentiation between the EPYC server line and the consumer Ryzen line. But the way it was done, through a quiet firmware update that actively removes a security feature that users previously had, is the part that's generating justified anger.
The HN comments from people with security backgrounds make the case that this isn't just annoying. It's potentially meaningful for certain threat models. Researchers, journalists, activists, and privacy-conscious users who purchased Ryzen hardware partly because of its memory encryption capabilities now have hardware that no longer provides those capabilities, with no opt-out and no warning. The usual advice of don't apply firmware updates creates its own security problems because AGISA updates often contain critical bug fixes.
AMD's silence when engineers publicly asked about the change is what's amplifying the frustration. There's a pattern in hardware security disclosures where companies feel enormous pressure to not confirm vulnerabilities before patches are available, but this appears to be the reverse, a company that removed a protection and is staying quiet about why. That's a different category of communication failure.
Now to Volkswagen. With 709 points and 420 comments, easily the second highest engagement story of the day, Volkswagen has started blocking users of Graphene OS from accessing the Volkswagen app. Graphene OS, for listeners unfamiliar, is a hardened Android operating system developed for privacy and security. It passes Google's Play Integrity attestation, but VW appears to be using additional device checks that flag Graphene OS specifically.
The immediate reaction from the HN community is, what possible legitimate reason does a car company have to prevent a specific privacy-focused operating system from running their app? The VW app handles things like remote vehicle monitoring, charging management for EVs, and navigation updates. None of those functions have an obvious security justification for blocking a hardened operating system rather than a compromised one.
The darker interpretation, which many in the thread are advancing, is that Volkswagen's app collects and monetizes user data, and Graphene OS's privacy protections interfere with that data collection. That's not a security concern on VW's part. It's a business model concern. And the argument is that if that's the real reason, Volkswagen is essentially saying their users don't have the right to use privacy-protecting software on their own devices to connect to their own vehicles.
There's a legal dimension here that I think will play out over the next few years. In Europe, the right to repair movement has expanded to include software interoperability, and there's growing regulatory appetite for the idea that a company can't use software locks to enforce competitive advantages unrelated to safety or security. A car company blocking a privacy OS from accessing non-safety critical features of a vehicle you own is a pretty clean test case for that principle.
The Graphene OS developers are characteristically direct in their response, which is linked in the thread. They note that VW's blocking mechanism is bypassed when you use a sandboxed Google Play setup on Graphene OS, which rather definitively proves the block isn't about security, because if Graphene OS with sandboxed Google Play passes and Graphene OS without it doesn't, the block is clearly targeting the privacy configuration, not any security property.
The Sogen Project, a high-performance Windows and Linux user space emulator, also fits loosely in this segment because it engages with questions of platform control. Running one OS's user space on another kernel is a way of breaking out of platform constraints, and the technical achievement of doing it with high performance is noteworthy. The project has 38 points with a small comment thread, but the ambition, genuine high-performance cross-platform user space emulation is real engineering work.